As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn. What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy, friends.
What's up?
Oh.
What's going on?
It's a wonderful Friday.
God, this is a great day.
This is a throwback. This is taking me back to the days of the Seattle Mariners.
I know.
East Coast road trip, 3-4. Oh, those were the days.
Yeah.
We didn't appreciate them.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We thought they were, it turns out they were the golden years.
Yes.
But we didn't know it at the time.
No, we didn't. We were just young. We were young and naive. We didn't appreciate playing the Toronto Blue Jays. Oh. Nothing better.
Cleveland, Detroit.
So good.
Yeah,
Mariner,
so...
Turn it over to Mariner pregame at 4:05. Oh.
So what Big Sook's talking about there is we used to carry the Mariners on the fan.
Yeah. Ratings bonanza.
Yeah. Pre and post, the whole thing. And when they would play back east, we would be preempted.
Yeah, whether it'd be 4:05 first,
yeah,
pitch.
That's right.
So...
And... 3:00 pregame, I think.
Yeah. So that was...
No shows.
Yeah, there would be no shows, and then a lot of times we would get one-hour shows.
Yeah.
Because they would... If they had were on an East Coast swing, the boss would get mad, so he would put the pregame, the award-winning Mariners pregame, over on 910 and force us to do an hour of radio. I think just out of spite.
Yeah.
And then we would turn
Didn't
it over...
Didn't have to.
Then we would turn it over to first
pitch. He did.
Pitch. Well, it'd be like 4 days in a row without us working, and then he would get very...
Well, so what?
Yeah, it's not... Hey,
our fault.
We didn't sign the contract.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who are we to stand in the way of Maude listening and Schultze listening to the Mariners?
And it was like some sort of... It was brought to you by like a power company or something? I forget who the pre and post game was brought to you, but it was...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It was like
I never listened to it.
Every now and then I would tune in on the way home just to... Be like, wow, like this is why I have the day off, and then you're teeing off. You're like, man, this is great.
So those were the days, and we just didn't know how good we had it until we were like, what are they going to do, get rid of the Mariners? And the answer to that was yes, a resounding yes. And
well, I guess when the contract came up, the Mariners had the nerve again to demand that we run the pre and post game, and we said no.
Yeah.
And then that was the
didn't make any money off
that
of
was
it.
The end of that.
It's all about money. Look, if Odyssey would have made, or at that time Intercom, would have made money off of them, they would have stayed.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Shocking. Not a huge demand in the Portland area for Mariner pregame.
I know the
baseball.
It is kind of weird. The Mariners here, you know. There's a lot of Mariner. There's a lot of Mariner fans here.
There is, but
not,
Portland and Seattle have a weird, funky relationship in that you know, obviously basketball was never a thing, but with football and baseball, we don't have anything here.
We don't have old Sonics fans here.
Well, I guess
the Blazers have been around.
I mean, the Blazers have been around, so no, it wasn't.
Unless you're a transplant from Seattle.
But people in Portland get all pissy and moany. I mean, we've talked to Joey about this a million times. He gets all bent out of shape when because he's like a Portlander through and through. If you tell a Portland guy that Seattle, either the Mariners or Seahawks are their team, they get all butthurt.
Yeah.
And it's...
They don't claim them.
No, and it's weird because for the most part, if you're within a couple hours of the only NFL or Major League Baseball team, that becomes your team.
Seattle.
And while there is a group of people, you know, here in Oregon that have that, there's a lot of people that reject it and they would rather root for the, you know, the Giants. We have a lot of Giants. We have a lot of 49er fans. I think we have as many California fans as we do Seattle fans.
Yeah. Well, we don't care the Mariners. I don't even know where the Mariners are on anymore around here. I think all the radio companies figured out you can't make any money off of them.
Like, we're out.
At any rate, the reason we're bringing that up is that we are only here for an hour today. We're off.
Yes.
We have to go at 4. For Mariners baseball.
I don't want it. I want to be here.
I know.
And deliver 4 big hours of Friday programming.
I have some serious hot takes that you guys aren't going to hear.
Dude, you have no idea. I mean, I was doing hours and hours of prep today, ready for these hot takes, and then it was like, oh, well. I got to save them up.
Yeah,
for
and
next
I'll probably
week.
Forget them. See, I'll forget them. I won't bring them out next week. Mm. They're fleeting. It's either here now or never.
Well, and then they're cold takes by the time Monday.
Right.
Rolls
like who cares about
exactly
my WNBA takes by Monday?
Hot WNBA draft. Are you going to talk about the Valkyries?
No, I'm not.
Wait, aren't the Valkyries? Is that now? Yeah, that's
yeah, the Valks.
That's happening this year. Maybe something.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a draft pick.
You know what's sad? The only reason Buck knows that is because he's bet on them.
That's not true.
Do you have the over-under on the Valkyrie win total, Buckley?
I don't even know what that win total is. Oh. They're the now like sister franchise to the Warriors franchise.
So. I just wanted so bad for Buckley to be like, of course, it's 13.5. And
no, it doesn't mean I won't get there, but I haven't yet.
So we have to leave at 4 because we're headed to an undisclosed local party spot.
Yes.
To celebrate our boss, Jeff Austin, and his retirement. Now, it's the big party.
Now, who lies the cut?
We got him gifts. He's going to give a speech.
Yeah. Going to get him drunk. So we are, we're being booted off the air at 4 to go to said party. How long do we have to stay at said party?
Great question.
Because we've got the day off. If we get there at 4:05, is it okay to leave at 4:12 after giving Jeff Austin a hug and then be like, we out?
You brought up 4:12. I was thinking 6.
Well, I mean, I got a tea time. I TikTok. What do we, you know, it's a nice day.
He would respect that, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
tea time?
I don't think he would. I think he'd be mad at you. Come on, it's one day.
Well, I'm just wondering. You know. I'm just spitballing. At what time would Ryan Cooley, our new fearless leader, who gave us this day off...
Well, it's not a day off. We're working.
Well, but
I don't know about you. I'm working hard right now.
Well, who's the person who feels obligated to be there but wants to be there the least? We're going to find out.
Well, there are several.
Yeah.
Right, but so who's the... Maybe we take odds on who the earliest to duck out is.
Ooh, that's a good... That's a really good question.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I hate
well,
to do this.
Well, now Suk's already tipped his hand.
Well, it's you.
No, I'll stay. My wife's coming.
Oh, well, that changes it.
Yeah.
That changes, because I'll tell you
we're
right
close.
Now.
We're close. The Austins and the Rops are
I
close.
Understand, but the odds of leaving any company function first. Dude, you are
that's
the
fair.
Boston Celtics
look,
of
fair.
Leaving company functions.
Someone
it's
on the
fair.
Text line joked the only reason that they made us come in at all today for the hour is so that you would have no excuse to not go to the party.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's
no, I can tell you the only reason.
That if there's no show, that there'd definitely be no party for you.
That's funny. No, I would go celebrate Jeff. Like, there are...
Yeah, we love
look,
Jeff.
It's all fair criticism, okay?
Yeah.
But Jeff's different. I mean, this is a big deal. Okay, I'm going to show up for that. There's a lot of parties I would skip out on, but not this one.
Yeah.
And we're here today because we are on TV, the C-Dub.
Yeah, we need to be here.
Yeah, we're going to do the hour for them.
Yeah.
And the radio hour. I mean, I think we're on the radio. I don't know.
Yeah, we
no
are.
One
we
cares
are.
About radio anymore.
The YouTubes, if
our
you will.
Podcast hour.
There you go.
And then we're out of here.
I'm just saying, what is the appropriate time that you could leave and have no one think you're an ass?
Six. I think you give him a couple of hours.
Okay.
And I think you got to stay through anything that's ceremonial. Like, you can't, Like if he gives a speech or there's a presentation of a gift, which I think there are going to be, when, because you don't do that right away, right? No. Everybody gets lubed up and everybody's like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. It's like, oh, avoid that guy. And then, you know, the whole thing. Yeah. And then before you know it, somebody's like, can I have your attention? You know how it goes, these things.
They clank some glasses or whatever.
Well, I don't want to say where we're going.
Yeah, because then it'll...
Yeah,
is it even open to the public, or
I don't know,
or did we rent it? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, look, it's an undisclosed location. That's all you need.
What
to know.
I do know is I'm not happy about the selection of, what we're getting at this place. I'm not happy about it.
Oh, well, there's a.
I think they should have chosen something.
Now, do we? Is
different.
There a set? Menu, or what are we?
Look, I can't really get into it. Okay. Look, I'm just being me.
Just being
snotty.
Understand.
Right. Anyway, that's our day.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to talk some sports with you guys.
Someone's saying the rule of thumb is that you have to stay 10 minutes for every hour you worked with the person.
Maybe they mean year. They that have to mean year. 10 minutes for every year you worked with
them. Yeah, he probably means year. Yeah. So that would be,
almost
15?
What?
15?
Yeah, 15, 16
17.
Years. 17 years.
You said 2008.
God, now you're going to make us do math on
that's
a
3 hours, bro. I ain't staying 3 hours. Not with that selection.
There's a challenge on the text line whether you could make the entire hour just about this topic.
Oh, no, we could.
Oh, that's easy.
That's very easy, but we won't. We won't do that.
We can do an hour on anything. If COVID taught us anything, it's we can chew clock.
Listen, how many... I'm actually offended by that.
Yeah.
Can we? Give me a break. How many times have you been listening to us going, oh,
look
my
at me,
God.
I'm reading this from the text line.
I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the listeners in general. Yeah. How many times have they listened to us and gone, oh, my God, I get it. Move on.
My favorite is when someone will be like.
But we don't.
We'll be talking about something and someone will leave, stop listening, and then they come back an hour and a half later and we get the message, you sons of bitches. I left for an hour and you're still talking about it. And you're like, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
There's lots of tentacles to this story.
Exactly. You know, it's...
We explore all the studio space.
Yes. You have to, you know, get the headgear and, get the headlight and climbing gear. We're going spelunking.
Here's what professionals do. We've already blown a segment on this dumb topic.
Exploring the studio space.
Although it's not a dumb topic. We're losing our boss,
exactly.
Guys. Come on. This is fan history tonight.
And we're talking about societal expectations.
What sort of deep sports impact do you want us to make in an hour on a Friday? Like what?
Hot play-in takes.
What do you want? You want hot play-in takes? Talk. You want to hear about my top four tight ends in the NFL draft?
Yeah, you're going to do a mock for us
or
what?
Hey, listen, I think the bigger story is that you ditched out on the draft this year.
I know.
You're not even here.
It wasn't, I mean, I didn't.
You're going to Italy.
I didn't intend to.
What the hell am I supposed to do? Break down the cornerback class?
It's the first,
not
yes,
happening.
Please. It's the first draft I've missed in like 22 years. They just bring in Nemec and then just tell him to go. You could bring him on for 4 hours and go, Nemec, draft, and then you just have to break.
Maybe we should just, we don't have a boss. Maybe I should just turn the show over to Nemec.
What's next week's golf tournament? You could just do that the whole time.
I'm telling you, you could sit in that chair, and all you would have to do is lead, welcome in Andrew Nemec, and then go quiet, and then you just have to be out on the clock, and he'd be done. That dude's done like 72 mock drafts. Well, problem solved.
I don't need to be here.
Well, I'll be drunk in Italy.
If Nemec's here, I don't need to be here.
I'll be drunk in Italy.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Bailing on your most important week. This is our Super Bowl, the draft.
Well, dude, for years I've stared at that beefcake Italian photo of you in that fedora, and I want a piece of it. So
where are you going?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, remember this is the if the Bachelor doesn't know, I don't want to know either.
Yeah, he's following.
Or Birthday Boy doesn't know.
It's not Bachelor. Married.
So you're just following some dude?
Yeah. It's our buddy's 40th birthday. He does not want to know. So the other friend who lived in Italy for a while, he has planned everything, and he asked me, he goes, do you want to know or do you want to go blind like our buddy? And I was like, you know what? Let's go blind. No idea. Plus, it pisses off my gal, and that's...
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
Oh, she is very upset.
So you don't have any say, but if you did, where would you want to go? Where have you always wanted to go? Or have you even researched?
Well, I mean, I want to do a day or two in Rome.
Yeah,
you
will.
And
right?
I will, yes, yeah. I'm sure. I want to see all of that stuff.
Go see the Pope.
Yes.
Go high-five the Pope.
Yeah, well, and it's right after Easter, so, you know. But I want to get out of there, and I would like to go see some of the country. Like, I would like to go down to the coast. And
well, yeah.
Yeah.
You better.
Yes.
So. You got to go to Amalfi Coast.
Yes.
You got to go to Cinque Terre.
Yes.
They're both great.
I would rather spend the majority of our time doing that as opposed to, going to maybe the bigger cities.
You got
to
get on a Vespa and ride through the Tuscan countryside.
There you go.
Stop at different wineries. Have some olive oil.
Done and done.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's...
I'm excited.
It's awesome there.
Yeah. But I'll be here on Monday.
Smoke some cigarettes.
Monday, and then I'm off.
All right, well, we should get into some hot sports talk for you guys.
Let's get going.
We got some play-in action tonight. I don't know. Baseball? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pop went down again last night. I don't know if you saw that.
Pop?
Yeah.
Bow.
Greg Pop.
Oh.
Popovich.
No.
Yeah, he went down again.
Uh-oh.
At a restaurant.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
You know.
Rick Riz style?
Whoa. No.
No.
No, he didn't get hit by a baseball at a restaurant.
I thought maybe like a roll got
him. Did it get you?
Yeah.
So let's talk sports. Okay. Coming up next on The Fan.
Finally.
Yeah.
You're waiting out that big Dallas-Atlanta 8-seed ticket, are you? Like, who gives?
You weren't just going to pass Cleveland or OKC through to the next round?
Can I just say that I do have a rooting interest tonight?
Okay, what do you got?
I'm rooting for Dallas.
Why?
I'd like to see them win.
You just want to see Nico twist in the wind some more? Or?
No, it's not about Nico. It'd be just about the players that kind of got left high and dry. And Kyrie's out. And
sure.
Anthony Davis. Like, yeah. I'd like to see them make a run.
Well, which is more embarrassing for Nico and the not making the playoffs at all, getting bounced by Memphis, or getting swept by Oklahoma City? And Anthony Davis getting hurt in the series.
Well,
and Klay Thompson's knees obliterate, like turning to dust. I'm not sure which is worse.
Yeah, it's about the same, probably. I mean, it's a fair point.
I mean, if you gracefully bow out now, I mean, at least it's just quiet.
You know, I mean, the Blazers have had some series where they play the better team.
Yeah.
I remember a few series, at least, I remember one in particular, where they gave the Warriors all they could
handle. They got swept, but in every game it was close.
I think they lost 4-1.
I thought they got swept.
And I don't remember what year, but they were...
Yeah,
they were feisty.
They were feisty.
Every game they had a lead, like in the second half. And
see, I think you're talking about the West Finals, aren't you? Wasn't that series, is that the Myers-Leonard series? They ended up getting swept, but they hung in there. I'm talking about one that was kind of in the infancy of the Damian Lillard years, where nobody really expected a lot out of him.
But they played spooky.
And they played the Warriors at the height of warriordom, and they really... They were good.
They gave him a...
And they lost 4-1.
They gave him the old effort.
Point being, I remember thinking, hey, that was good experience. It's a young team. And that's, you know, that's pretty encouraging. That'd be what I'd want for Dallas.
Okay.
Is let them get into the playoffs. They're not going to beat Oklahoma City. But then maybe they push Oklahoma City or, God forbid, win a game. And I want that.
Right.
I think that'd be cool for them.
Go.
Because I kind of feel
like
bad.
The 2022 West Final. It went 7 games.
22?
Is that right? Let's see.
No.
What?
They didn't go 7 in the West Finals? No.
Oh, no.
No.
They won 4-1.
The last time they were, they've been, the Western Conference Finals,
oh, they went
7
seed.
Back
That's
in the
four,
day
three.
With the Lakers, but that was...
No, it was the Western Conference Finals. Golden State won 4-1.
Yeah,
4-1.
Yeah, that series, that was the Myers-Leonard series.
They were plucky.
And were they?
They were a plucky team. I don't know. Just anytime, like, you play hard, but you don't win, and that's like, you know... There are a bunch of rascals out there playing their hearts out.
Well, I want that for Dallas. I feel bad for all the players that are like, whoa, you know, the guys that are still there.
Well, I kind of feel bad for Anthony Davis, who's an amazing player. And
it
really has become this, like, you traded for who? You're like, well, you traded for one of the best players in the NBA.
He's an afterthought now.
Yeah.
So you're, for him, I'd like to see him.
Well, then collectively, go Mavs.
And then go Heat.
Oh,
my Heat.
I don't care about that.
I like Spoelstra. I don't know how they're 37-45. Do they just kind of suck?
Well, that thing imploded.
And then I know
Jimmy
Butler.
Jimmy was like sabotaging the whole first half of their season. So
yeah, no one can take a team into the side of the mountain quite like Jimmy. He can either, that dude will either be your savior or he will be the sort of Damocles hanging over your head.
Yeah, he's the friend that you want like on your back if you get in a fight, but you don't want to be on his bad side that day because he'll be on the other side kicking your ass.
Yeah, well, the greatest is when he took all the second team guys and beat the hell out of the starters.
And then left out of practice early, went on SportsCenter with Rachel Nichols, and his teammates finished practice and walked into the locker room and saw him talking on SportsCenter after he just kicked
him. Oh, Jimmy.
Now, Buckley, you were saying the year that the Blazers went to the West Finals, which was just 1 year, correct? That was a sweep.
I thought you were talking about a Warriors-Mavericks series.
No. Oh, we were talking about Warriors-Blazers.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember that series, too.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for paying attention.
The 2019
I went to one of those games.
West Finals, the Blazers were swept
by
the Warriors.
Yeah. I thought they got swept. But they were in every game, and I think they had a lead, like, in the second half of every game. But they lost them all. Yeah. They were plucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the one the Blazers blew a 17-point lead in Golden State.
Someone on the text line saying the Blazers were up 20 every game. Is that true?
That I don't know, but I do know they led in every game. And it wasn't like, you know, 2-0. They had a lead, you know, a legitimate lead at you know, midway through the game or whatever, and they lost every one. That I remember.
Well, look, I mean, you know, it can't hurt to go in. It can't hurt to experience a playoff series, particularly when you're a new group of guys like Dallas is.
Yeah, a bunch of young guys like Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Well, again, I didn't say young. I said new. They haven't played together, and so that's good experience. Go up against Oklahoma City for a year, a series.
Go Mavs.
You know, sure. Come back next
Why
year.
Why not?
I don't like your attitude.
I don't like the play-in.
You're supposed to be NBA guy.
I could give two flying you know whats about the play-in. Mm. None. Although I did watch some of the when Golden State played. I thought that was interesting. I'll give you that. When they were playing Memphis, because I just think Golden State is interesting. And now Golden State in the first round and the Lakers in the first round, that I want to watch. That I'm excited about. Golden State, Houston, let's go.
Yeah.
I think that's the best series in the
I'm looking to find out if the Blazers.
And I think the T-Wolves might push the Lakers a little bit.
T-Wolves, Lakers,
I think that's going to be a good series.
Those are two really good
series. What's up with the T-Wolves this year?
I don't know. They're just mid.
Why? They were good last year.
Were they?
Yeah.
I just think they're kind of...
Weren't they the 2 seed last year?
I feel like
were they the 1 seed last year?
Kind of go as their superstars go. And like Edwards can be volatile. He's great. But, you know, he can be up and down. And Gobert, too, for that matter, just disappears at times. So, I don't know.
They're fine. 49-33, 6 seed. Let's see where they were at last year.
Well, they got to the West Finals.
Yeah. Well, they beat Oklahoma
lost to the Mavericks.
Yeah.
My Mavs.
Yeah. They knocked off the number 1 seed, which was Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, our NBA talk fizzled.
Mm.
How about that?
I'm looking up what Minnesota finished last year.
Bring gas.
They were 56-26.
Okay. So there was a regression.
It's actually pretty neat.
I think they were second.
Second? Yeah, a little bit of a regression. Your fault for trying to make the play in something. I blame you.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, I blame you.
I'm interested. You know, I'm not coming to this party tonight. I got to watch the play in. That's what a real sports guy would do.
Sports.
You think it'll be on?
I can only hope. I can only hope.
That where we're going?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to the sports bra, so no.
Dude, if we had any sort of balls at all, we would have had the going away party at the sports bra.
That's your eventual going away party.
Dude, if I ever retire from this place, please.
They were the 3 last year.
I want it at the sports bra.
You know,
let's go.
Timberwolves were the 3 seed, but they finished 1 game out of the 1 because Oklahoma City and Denver tied last year.
All right, so there was a 7-game regression, and that's the difference between being the 2 and the 6.
I don't get it. I don't like it. But I think that's going to be a good series.
Yeah,
Lakers, T-Wolves.
Those are the two best series in either conference.
All right. Well, we don't want to talk any more NBA.
No, I want to talk about this big UFL trends that we need to watch for in week 4.
How about what's going on at Cal?
It's not good.
Let's get to that next. Here's Buck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
I did hear
it. It said no.
Yeah.
And then it says, "Here's a more detailed breakdown. Game 1: Blazers built a double-digit lead." Game 2, Blazers had a 66-50 halftime lead.
That would be a
game 3, the Blazers had a 66-53 lead. Game 4, the Blazers built a double-digit lead.
Now, again, not being a math major, but that feels like 4 games with double digits.
I think that's the stat. I think the stat is they were up double digits in all 4 games.
I think
lost.
That's right.
And got swept.
And that's why the intelligence is artificial. It's not real.
That's exactly... It is. It is. That is why. Right there.
Not actual intelligence. That is artificial intelligence.
We've gotten to the bottom of it. We think.
If you want artificial intelligence.
We think.
Or, I mean, actual intelligence. Yeah. You're looking in the wrong place.
There. You
it's go. Over.
And don't ask us to do math, please.
For the love of so God. What's up at Cal? They're losing all their players. It sounds like.
Yeah, everyone is bolting. They lost their starting quarterback. They lost their. They don't have a single running back on the roster. They left. They did get the Oregon commit, the freshman kid, to come in. The Polynesian kid whose name I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, there's a mass exodus right now at Cal. They just lost their best receiver, their tight end. He signed with Texas today. And a lot of people are pointing to the hiring of a certain assistant coach and now pointing to problems that he's had in past stops and maybe players just not liking him, period.
I saw that CBS Sports had an article on this,
mm-hmm.
and the main takeaway is that the hire of Brian Harsin...
That would be it.
That's the one.
...rubbed everybody the wrong way. They don't like him. He's an ass.
He's really rough, and there's a bunch of reports, if you remember. He was only at Auburn. If you don't know, he was the coach at Boise State. Took the job at Auburn, was gone 2 years later. I think after his first year at Auburn, they lost like 25 kids. Bolted immediately, could not do a good job of recruiting, and some really disturbing reports. And some people are pointing out, like, he's a big Trump guy, which, you know, whatever.
Harsin is?
Yeah, he's got I guess his pinned tweet is a Trump thing, which, you know, people can point to that, and people are going to say, well, it's Cal. I don't know if that's, you know, Mike Gundy is.
There's still a lot of MAGA in football, and that's
I mean, Mike Gundy is a big, you know, Republican guy. I mean, and a lot of these places are deep red states, so I'm not certain if that has anything to do with it. But the other reports of Harsin at Auburn is he was a big no NIL guy. There were reports of him getting on, especially low-income players that were just chasing money. He was very harsh when it came to that. He thought paying players was a mistake and that you lost focus and you should be in for the love of the game. That doesn't jibe real well with, obviously, the current culture in college football. Other reports were if he didn't want a kid on the team, he just ceased all contact with him. He would not communicate with the kid at all. Which is weird when it's your head coach, your offensive coordinator, and he just decides that he, under no circumstance, will have a conversation with you, and he would leave it to other coaches to go tell the kid.
He's ghosting his own players?
He's ghosting his own players.
That's awful.
What a great leader.
He would send other coaches, again, allegedly reports, that he would send other coaches to tell the kid, dude, get out of here. Like, he will not talk to you. You will not play here, period, end of story. Get out. And then he just, and he's a very rough, hard-nosed coach. And... we all know in today's kind of day and age, in fact, we were talking about this the other day. Lanny was on with the Bussin' with the Boy guys, and they asked him that question. And he said, you certainly have to be aware of each individual kid and how hard you can push. Because it used to be back in the day, you could just be an ass. I mean, my offensive line coach was the worst human being I ever encountered. And there wasn't really any recourse to it. Nowadays... guys like that, they're getting harder and harder to hire because if you, especially if you bring in someone from the outside and in the first 6 months, that dude comes in and is just a D-weed to everybody. No one has to put up with it anymore. You're like, cool, bye. Including, by the way, your best player in Jay Knott, who had been there for the entire time. And all of a sudden he decided, I'm not doing this. So this may have been a real problematic hire for Justin Wilcox.
Well, they have Rolovich too.
Yeah.
And
didn't they add Ron Rivera as their GM?
Yes, Ron Rivera is the GM.
I didn't know that until today.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
He went there, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure he is a Cal Bear.
I believe so as well. Yes.
What does the GM do?
Mostly manages NIL.
Manages
and
NIL.
And is the conduit between NIL and the program.
And the roster build. So now, basically, when you're a college program, you have to run everything like an NFL team where you have your big board. And you're basically, let's pick the 10 to 15 kids every year that we need to get rid of. And again, push them out the door. You also need to be aware of all of the other schools and what kids on their depth chart could be available. And roster retention, we have this much NIL money. Where do we allocate it? There's basically a salary cap now. And all right, so we're going to dedicate this much money to the quarterback room, this much money to incoming freshmen, this much to the D-line. So it really has become a very, very big role in college campuses. Now, it's as important as an NFL GM. I mean, roster building is everything. So, and yes, it does look like old Ron Rivera went to Cal, which would make sense that he would.
I guess I just don't really understand why they choose certain people for that role. You know, like, I get Ron Rivera, great football guy, but
I think the idea is that you're bringing in NFL people to bring an NFL approach to the roster.
Kind of like Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Down at Stanford.
Yes. That and you know, the idea is you're bringing someone in that understands the culture, he's got a passion for it, and maybe he won't leave, fingers crossed.
Even like, isn't what Woj is doing for St. Bonaventure and their basketball program?
Well, because the problem is, and it's like anything else, at a school like Cal or any other, you know, Washington State, you know, you name it. If you bring in a hammer GM and he's really good, he's gone. And so the idea is, I think if you bring in one of your own, you know, the Jonathan Smith thing, fingers crossed that it's enough to keep him there. And I think that's why you see, you know, that bringing people home at smaller places. I don't think you need to. This isn't an Alabama thing because Alabama doesn't need to. Or, you know, you can pay to retain your people, but at smaller places where you don't have that budget, you're relying on the passion in order to keep everything together.
Cal's losing Stojakovic on the basketball program too.
Yeah,
just a big hit.
Yeah,
over there.
This is just places like Cal. It's brutal. And then you throw the academics on top of it. And that's the other hard part, too, is Stanford's worse. But at Cal, you can lose as many kids as you want to the portal. It's a lot harder to get kids to get admitted into Cal. Believe it or not, you still have to be able to read and write and be a decent student to go to that school. So for the smart places, the portal is double hard. I don't know how you do it at Stanford. You can't take portal kids. Like, same thing with Vanderbilt, like these places, Georgia Tech. It's brutal. It's a one-way street, and that street is out of town. And how you deal with that, good luck.
I see where Kirby Smart is still going to be his own GM.
Yeah, he's
in Georgia.
He's got to have some help with that, a chief of staff or something like that. Because the bottom line is these guys who are so good at X's and O's and program building and stuff, I mean, I'm not here to knock their accounting skills or their financial skills, but like, this is a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah. He's got someone. He may be the end all to be all, but there's someone there that's in charge of the budget, someone there that's in charge of the NIL. And remember, once the House settlement comes down, NIL becomes in-house. It's no longer a separate entity. It will be run through the football program.
All right.
And look, chances are it's at a lot of places, it already is. They just have to wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah, it's just a weird time where they can't really talk about it.
I know. You know? But we all know,
but so stupid.
I know.
The whole thing's stupid.
It really is.
But you know what is even stupider? We only have one more segment.
Yeah.
We better make it count, okay?
See what we can do.
I like what you're bringing to the table today.
Thank you.
It's hot.
I try.
You got more? I don't think you do.
No, I'm exhausted.
We're going to talk about Grambling basketball next.
Yes, I've been waiting. I have a hot Grambling take.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. We've got a situation in the back. So they're already partying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the party starts at 4 for our boss.
Sure.
It's going away party.
Yeah.
He's going away. He's dying.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yes.
Although, what if we show up and Jeff just looks great? He's like, he looks like 20 years younger after being away from Odyssey for a week.
If Jeff had any sort of pride, he would show up with jet black hair. Because Jeff is a silver fox.
Dude, the Clooney.
He's been gray for as long as we've known him. He's like a Steve Martin thing. He should show up with jet black dyed hair and like really bright red skin like you've been in Florida for too long. Let's go, Jeff. Let's do this.
Well, they're already out there partying in the back.
Shocker.
Nobody can show up to a party sober around here.
That's the pregame.
And
I think people are afraid they're going to have to buy their own drink, so they're going to get drunk here.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think that's why we're going where we're going, is that, you know how Odyssey, we ball on a budget.
Yeah, that's how we do it, man.
But I do think it's a company function.
Okay. I'm just thinking, I think people get a little, I don't want to call anyone out by name, but I know for a fact.
I know who you're talking about.
There's a handful of people that once they find out that they're paying for their own drinks, the alligator arms come out.
Well,
like you would, and it's just,
look, it pays to pregame at the station because we have a kegerator.
Yes.
So what
yes,
I was going to tell you is there's big controversy out there because the kegerator was unplugged today. Oh. Someone unplugged the kegerator. Unbelievable.
Sabotage.
Yes.
And can't you just plug it back in?
Well, you can, but it's warm beer, and they wanted to party.
Oh, I see.
So the fun bit about this, and this is why it's good for our listeners, is that we are going to get another Zapruder because it is right under our back camera.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Who unplugged it?
So we will... Cooley's going to go through the tape.
Buckley,
we're gonna
would
find
you like
out.
To just admit now... Instead of pretending that it wasn't you,
we're gonna find out who unplugged it.
No! I'm not gonna wear this one. No, I mean, now that I know exactly the angle of that camera, you'll never catch me doing anything
Why
over there.
Why would anyone unplug the kegerator? That
well, it was probably an accident.
I hope it's sabotage.
Or someone was like, "Yeah, people were gonna move it and then they didn't or
Who's,
something."
Who is the most anti fun person at Odyssey Portland?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Anti fun.
Who's anti fun? I mean, it's a lot of lushes.
Radio's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of lushes at this place. I don't know anyone that's a real... And we don't have... Do we have HR? I don't think we do.
Nah. We farm that out.
Yeah, so we don't even have HR, which normally would be the wet blanket. I don't know. I don't know who would be raining on
I
the
I would
parade.
Say Chuck from accounting, but I think Chuck parties.
I
was just talking to Chuck.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact about Chuck from accounting.
Okay.
He's our comptroller.
Comptroller, yeah.
Which I don't...
No one really knows. We discuss.
Is he an accountant?
I don't know. He's kind of in charge of things.
He's kind of an accountant.
I think it's one of the things they control.
Yeah, he controls things. He's a
he's our money guy.
He's in charge of the monies.
He sits over there. He's good dude.
Yeah, good dude.
He just found an Odyssey sports hat and he was really happy about it.
Oh my god!
It's going to be his mowing the lawn hat.
Is he? Oh.
I love Chuck.
Really?
Anyway, Chuck told me. So Chuck's the type of guy that once you start talking to him,
yeah.
You're going to be there a while.
Yeah, there's layers.
And he just told me his whole career
mm-hmm.
in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
But it's fascinating.
Did you want to hear the
yeah.
whole career?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you?
Listen, if I don't want to hear it, I'm out of there. I'll find my way out.
You did have a comfortable seat.
You heard it. Did you hear what he was saying?
Yeah.
Chuck, our comptroller,
mm-hmm.
used to...
I think you just like saying comptroller, by the way, but
he
continue.
Used to commute from Hillsboro mm-hmm. to Eugene every day for 7 years.
Why?
Well, do you want to know the story?
Well, we don't have time, but...
No, we have time.
That just seems... That seems like a...
And Albany.
That just seems
yeah.
terrible.
By the way, a comptroller is a high-level executive who oversees the accounting tasks and financial reporting procedures of a company.
I think he's the money guy. He's
but
in charge
is he
of
an
account?
What is his background? Is he an accountant?
Probably an accounting
I'll ask
background.
Him at the
probably an accounting
say,
and or
you
finance.
You know more
background.
Than anyone. Apparently, you and Chuck are best friends.
Chuck
now.
And I are going to have some drinks tonight.
Talking about his commute.
So,
which, by the way, that's just a terrible commute.
He's been a radio comptroller for years. Oh. He's worked for all the different companies.
Yeah.
And he said that he'd first bought his house in Hillsboro, mm-hmm. and he got an offer to go to Albany.
Sure.
And he didn't want to sell his house in Hillsboro, so he's like, "Screw it! I'll just." He wasn't missing any kid stuff at that time.
Yeah.
So he's like, "I'm just going to drive." Well. 1 year, or you know, like a couple years, turned yeah. into 7 years, and then he had split duty between Albany and Eugene.
Yeah.
So he would go to Eugene, I think he said twice a week, and Albany three times a week.
Is Chuck aware that you can rent a house?
Well, but he has a family. He has family that stayed up in this house. I don't know, dude. I was blown away. I'm like, bro,
I'm gonna brace Chuck.
That is commitment.
I'm gonna talk to Chuck. I don't get that.
And he said he didn't mind it. And he said, you know the thing I liked what he said? He said, I never griped about it one time because, you know, I didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, he said, it was my fault. It was my problem.
Never complained about it.
What did I have to complain about?
It does. Well, I mean, I guess if you don't bitch.
All
just,
for that big radio comptroller money.
Yeah. Who knew there were big money in being a comptroller?
They should have just private jetted him down there.
Maybe a helicopter.
On the intercom jet.
Well, can't you just zoom that now and... Maybe it's back in the day.
Well, nowadays, this was back in
the
day.
Remote, I don't know.
But he says he likes radio. I'm like, why?
Chuck.
He's like, well, it's fun, and you get concert tickets sometimes.
I love that.
Chuck's a simple man.
I love that you have now become best friends with Chuck.
Chuck's great.
Oh, Chuck. He's got a bunch of adopted kids. I know that.
Yeah.
He's an interesting fella.
Yeah.
We'll
he
find
likes
out,
to party.
We'll find out more today.
Who's going to get most drunk tonight?
My goal was to try to see if I could get Kurt Ludwig to pass out.
Well, he's like one.
I know.
He's like a 1-2 favorite every time.
Exactly. Well, you know, Ryan Cooley.
Yeah, Cooley might.
I mean,
he likes to
slur.
He likes
to get after it a bit.
All right. We're going to go with one of those two. Buckley, you get to go to this thing?
I'm going.
All right.
Yeah.
Party with Buck much.
Turkish bathhouse? By the way, you know who's sneaky to leave first is Ryan Buckley.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
He's got two kids.
Buckley is... I tried to get Buckley to go out a handful of times. You can't.
A handful might be generous, but yeah, I hear you.
I have yet to crack the Ryan Buckley code.
It'll happen. But I am a great candidate.
And I want to, but it...
He's got pressure coming at him.
Exactly. We know...
What time are you out of there? You have
an edict to get home tonight, don't you?
No, it's not an edict, but I said I will be home for bedtime tonight.
You'll be home at normal time?
I'll be home earlier than normal time.
I was going to say. Buck, just admit it. There's an edict.
There's no edict, but it will not be as late as I usually am.
She doesn't have to lay down an edict. It's understood. We all know how
this works. The end of the week, it's time to help out.
This is why Buckley is the odds-on favorite.
Rest in peace, Jeff Austin. We're going to his going-away party. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Thinking Night.